Hello, welcome to the Monday, March 7th, 2016 edition of the Sands and Storms and Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Palo Alto found some fully functional encryption ransomware targeting Mac users. This particular sample came as part of Transmission, a very popular BitTorrent client, and if the user installed and then started Transmission, the crypto ransomware would launch in addition to Transmission. Now, this version of Transmission is version 2.9.0. Since then, Transmission came out with a new version, 2.9.1. So make sure you do not have 2.9.0 installed. Also, if you think that you may have it installed, you may still have a little bit time. Typically, this ransomware doesn't start encrypting until after it is installed for a couple of days. Palo Alto has a couple of ways how you can figure out if you are infected. For example, if you have a process called kernel_service running, then you may have a problem. But be aware, there are a number of legitimate executables that have similar name, for example, kernel_task and so on. So take a look at Palo Alto's advisory directly to get all the file names correct. As far as mitigations go, this particular binary was signed with a valid signature. It's not the signature that's usually used to sign the Transmission, but just another valid Apple developer signature. That particular signature should now be marked as invalid, and Apple also added this Trojan copy of Transmission to its XProtect anti-malware system. And while we are talking about compromised websites, a reader told us about 500 different websites that are being used for PayPal phishing. All of these websites are hosted on the same system, one IP address hosted with HostGator. Apparently, this reader has attempted multiple times to contact HostGator about it. The tricky part here is that they don't really deface the homepage. They add a new subdirectory to it. Essentially, looks like a new user they added to the system, and then they just use the tilde username of URL in order to direct the web server to it. These kind of shared hosting arrangements are typically not that great for sort of a commercial website. I'll let it get away for like a hobby website or something like this, but you always have to assume that one of these 500 websites is probably vulnerable and then can of course be used with some privilege escalation to hit every website on that particular system. And Manuel reminds us that other countries do also see similar malware that we are seeing here in the US, but specifically tailored to these countries, meaning that they target specific domains, like in this case, the .co domain for Colombia, and also are then written in Spanish to make them more plausible. Manuel did a great job here analyzing the malware that he found. And in this particular case, it uses the standard Angular exploit kit to then install crypto ransomware. And last week, I reported how Amazon did remove full disk encryption from the latest version of Fire OS. Well, Amazon is reversing its course here and announced that the next version of Fire OS, which will be released sometime this spring, will again enable full disk encryption. And common advice these days when it comes to passwords is, well, not to use a password, instead use a passphrase. Now, the idea here is that a passphrase, a sentence that you're going to use, is always longer than an individual word and automatically typically includes things like spaces and such and upper and lower case characters. There is now a new tool that tries to specifically brute force pass phrases. It's called Phraser, and what it does is that essentially creates dictionaries of possible pass phrases by reading text files. So as an example here from the documentation, you could give it a text file with the content of a book, and then it will pull out as an example all three word phrases from that particular book. The assumption here is that the user will be, well, just like with passwords, sort of gravitate to a particular set of passphrases. And with that, once we know these passphrases, once we can make guesses as to the sources like books or other texts that the user may like, then we can narrow down the number of passphrases and we are back to a limited set of possible passwords that can easily be brute forced. Well, that's it for today. Remember, Tuesday is Patch Tuesday. Also, there will be no podcast on Tuesday. I'll be traveling Monday to Tuesday night, so won't be able to record anything. So the next podcast will be on Wednesday.